Officer Polis, can you tell me what the problem is right now? Right now, I understand you're supposed to have 650, but that was from 650 troopers, but that was from legislation back in 1981. Can you tell me what the problem is and why there needs to be money for a school, why that needs to happen so soon?
The Mississippi Highway Patrol is tasked with providing public safety in many aspects. Unfortunately, our number one priority is traffic enforcement. And we've had a huge increase in the last year with injury crashes. Our fatality crashes are up. We have troopers that are working two counties by themselves. The response times are not what they should be in providing that service to the public. We also respond if we're requested by a local agency with our SWAT team and our special operations group, and that is statewide. The problem with having 489 sworn troopers, and that's what we have now, that 489 troopers, that also consists of the Mississippi Bureau of Investigation. It also consists of the Mississippi Driver Services Division, which leaves 328 troopers that are assigned to the Enforcement Division. And that is where the need for a patrol school, we greatly need that to get our numbers up, where response times will be quicker. And here again, visibility in itself is a deterrent. I think the governor made the statement that whenever you see a law enforcement officer, you're going to slow down. And that is correct. And that's what we're wanting to happen. We're wanting people to see more troopers out there. And we need to bring these fatality rates down. We need to bring the injury rates down, and we need to be able to respond to the public in a timely manner to get the crashes investigated and have the roadways cleared.
If you were to get the money today, how long would it for the school? How long would it take before a state trooper is recruited and on the street?
Why it is so important to receive the funding for a trooper school, the way our academy is conducted, it's a pretty lengthy process with the hiring process, and once the trooper school actually starts, it's normally between 16 and 20 weeks long. So when you put all of those aspects, you put all that together, it could take a year to a year and a half before those troopers, the boots actually hit the ground. So it's so imperative to get that funding in place as soon as possible so we can get the academy started and get those troopers out there to where they can provide the public safety.
So you're already short, but is it my understanding correct that there are a lot of people that can retire at the end of this year or this year?
At this time, we have 150 troopers that are eligible for retirement. And we're hoping they're going to consider that and stay until we can get these numbers up. But it's reality. We have that many that can retire. That's why it is so important that we can get a trooper school in place, possibly multiple schools where we could have back-to-back trained troopers, get them out on the roadway and to provide that public safety. That is our main mission. I think there's been legislation introduced to bring the starting pay for troopers in line with other states. This does make a difference whenever you're out in the recruitment process. I think everyone knows it's pretty tough in today's society financially, and that would make it easier here again to go out and recruit possible candidates for the Mississippi Highway Patrol.